gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. Took a little hiatus. Hope everybody enjoyed our episode on the Dream Team What Ifs from last week.
What if the fifths we all be drunk? Go ahead.
And that. But we are back. And let's kick it off with a little NBA playoff. We ain't got to go hard into it. I mean, like I told my co-host before we came on, I have not seen a whole lot, you know, but I've seen enough that I can.
Well, it just started, so you ain't missed much. Like the first round, we know Brooklyn got swept. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it seemed to be some kind of surprise. And then I think people, you know, how people tend to do, oh, y'all better watch out for the Boston Celtics. Well, they're solid, but Brooklyn wasn't as good as y'all wanted to have them. They was just like the Lakers. They just happened to make the tournament. I mean, not the tournament, whatever they call it, the playoff.
Before we get to the Boston and Milwaukee series, I want to talk about the series. I think it's going to be back and forth the entire way. I think this Memphis Warriors series, I said it before it came to fruition, I think this series has a chance to be pretty special. And I think the first game pretty much lived up to its billing. I saw the end, so I saw toward the end of it, and probably like the last 3 minutes. So I saw when Ja had his chance to tie the game at the end. How about Klay Thompson missing 2 free throws? That could have sealed the game.
To the best of us, I guess.
And yeah, he misses 2, then they go down, and they had the perfect play call. I mean, Ja got to the goal, and I think he overcompensated because he thought he was going to get bumped, and he didn't get bumped. So he threw the ball too far, you know, went too far with it. But yeah, this, it was back and forth the whole way. Draymond Green got kicked out early.
What did he do?
I saw the play. I saw the highlight. Let me not say I saw it live. I saw the highlight. And I'm going to be honest with you. He got kicked out because of reputation. Because that was not what I feel like. I mean, he even was holding on to the guy on the way down. It didn't even look bad because he was holding him all the way down. To.
Oh, they're saying it was a hard foul.
Yeah, I mean, he got a flagrant too. But I don't know. I think he was more off reputation, to be honest. And he went skipping to the locker room, put on a whole scene, waving his hands to the crowd. It was funny.
Well, I didn't see that part because I could only take so much, and not like I told you, I watched I didn't watch all of it, but I watched a chunk of the Bucks Boston game.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna put this out there now. I apologize for first thought when I heard about Embiid being hurt was that he, well, especially when I saw the highlight, I was convinced he was.
Being melodramatic.
And putting on the show, as they tend to do in the NBA nowadays. But apparently he does have a severe orbital fracture.
Oh, yeah, he messed up. He'll have a face mask on when we see him again.
Has he
won? Oh, he can't have a black one on because Kobe tried that.
I feel like he's, and LeBron did as well. Remember when LeBron played for the Heat, he had the black face mask?
Now I gotta Google it. I don't.
He did a little stretch. I remember this. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. I see it. Yeah, it ain't a good look. Go ahead.
Embiid will be out at least the first 2 games. And then they're hopefully he'll be back for game 3 and 4. And in that same series, Kyle Lowry's got the hamstring injury. He's out. He'll be out for game 1.
Well, unless Harden put on the Superman cape, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and James looked like he's been back at the strip club eating chicken wings.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Or is it just the white jersey? I don't know.
Don't do this. Don't do it.
But let's talk about your favorites, the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, you know, anybody can win but them. I ain't saying they overrated. They are a solid team. And anytime you play good defense, you got a chance. Mm-hmm. And I think people just took too much out of them beating the Nets.
Yeah, Brooklyn. Yeah.
Because Brooklyn just not that good. Okay. And they can, and they're not going to be any good until they stopped having Kyrie thinking he run the team. That him and Durant and whoever the GM and all them, that they run the team. Well, we know he said he thought he was going to be the coach. Like, they didn't need a coach or some foolishness that was uttered. That him and Durant coached the team. So, I don't know what that is. Sometimes, I think Steve Nash should probably lose his job, and he should be happy. What you think?
He should have never gotten a job. I mean,
he
had no coaching experience. I mean, I don't know.
You know.
I mean, the man was on the soccer field. They pulled him off the soccer field to come
back. Exactly. I mean, it's called white privilege, Brian. White male privilege.
He was a great player. And he won one too many MVPs in his time. But
amen.
Shout out to Shaq.
And Kobe.
And Kobe.
Kobe only had one too. Can you believe that? Oh, they both only had one MVP.
Interesting.
I did not know that, but that is.
And that never crossed my mind. Because I just assumed somewhere in there that he had more. Interesting. Definitely.
So I picked Giannis them to wait a minute, it's say that's all star. Never mind. Yeah, I think only one league each. Mm. And then they got, you know, the finals and the all stars and all that. I think it was just, you know, overblown.
Yeah. I see Tatum and Brown both shot, like, I guess it's around 30% each. That's terrible.
They was playing old school. I was enjoying it because I get tired of people running around, not getting bumped, and they call every bump and touch foul. Yeah, they was letting them play.
If they're doing that, then it'll be a nice series because Boston will turn it around and get better. And
Boston in trouble, and they know that the one thing Boston needs to do, if they don't win this next game, they're going to be in worse trouble than they already lost home court.
Yeah.
So the series has officially started. You know how old school used to say it don't start till somebody
loses at home.
Yeah. Well, then here we are. Memphis, here we are. The Bucks.
Oh, Poja.
He young. They gonna lose this series. This gonna be a learning experience. I think Warriors will win just off. Unless somebody get injured or something, I think it'll just be off of experience that they ain't gonna be able
to. We said this a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the playoffs. I think the Bucks are on their way back to the championship.
Yeah, I'm picking them.
They just have too many weapons. I mean, they didn't even have Chris Middleton in this game, and he was one of their little pieces.
The role players are coming around. And even though I don't like him at all, and if somebody asks me, Grayson Allen, because I feel like he's a dirty player, you know, he get them good minutes. He get them good minutes defensively. Mm-hmm. Jrue Holiday is just going to be, you know, solid as a rock. And so when you get Portis and all them, you know, hitting their, you know, shots.
I'm looking at their roster. I'm looking at their roster, and I knew who they had, but when you see it and you're looking at it like this, I'm like, man, they are huge. I mean, you got Holiday and Matthews in the backcourt, and then Portis, Lopez, and Antetokounmpo. Man, that's a good one.
They couldn't get to the rack and just do anything.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so playoffs looking pretty good. All the games have been tight. I mean,
yeah. Besides the Bucks beating up the Celtics, it should be fine. Hopefully, there ain't no sweeps. The Suns and the Mavericks might be the game that you think might be. I think this one might be closer than that one.
I do too. Yeah, it has a chance to be good, especially if Booker can play up the staff and Luka is not as hurt.
I don't trust hamstrings to make it through a whole playoff.
Yeah,
we seen Magic. We seen it. Just hamstrings just are horrible. Thank you, Lord, for my hamstrings. But once they get hurt, it's just like one sprint too many, one takeoff too fast, and be like, oh, Lord.
We'll have much more to talk about when it comes to the playoffs in the future. But let's
talk about one thing, Brian, that has just pretty much gone unnoticed. It's not on our docket.
Okay.
Brian, how about I didn't know the NFL draft happened?
Oh, Lord.
You ain't either.
I know I watched some of it, but I had no intention of talking about it because it just was not, there was nothing intriguing about it. It just,
Brian, I didn't even know what happened. I looked up and I was like, the draft?
Yeah, that's just like, the names were not huge this year. Mm-hmm. So you knew who you knew. Like Georgia had the 5-6 defensive players picked in the first round, which was interesting.
Wow.
And you know, Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral wound up going, I think
he's going to Charlotte, ain't he? He might get a chance.
Yeah, he ought to have a chance to do something in Carolina
in a couple of years, because old Wyatt, he done, he cooked, and I don't know who they got that'll be in front of him. I mean, I ain't gonna think he's starting right off the bat, but in a year or two, he might get a chance. Shoot, who knows? He might get one this year.
I think Pickett from Pittsburgh was the only quarterback chosen in the first round. And, you know, if you don't have a run on quarterbacks, nobody cares. And you know how that, just the average from you doesn't really get into the draft.
I didn't even know the thing happened. Yeah. And Lord, the 49ers got Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State's Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't he get like something for being Mr. Irrelevant?
I'm sure he gets a plaque or something. You know how they love to tout that.
Well, I hope he make the team. For no other reason than that's a horrible name for you're irrelevant. I think that's just unacceptable. Okay. We can move on. I just didn't know what happened.
let's see. Transitioning.
Hold on. Who we want the Lakers to be? I want who. Let me see who you think the Lakers should say. I know you don't have no dog in the fight, but who would you like to see get a coaching opportunity?
Oh yeah, that's where I was transitioning to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Lakers head coaching search. I'm always, until they just come out and say that they never hiring him again for any job.
Mark Jackson.
I'm always be a Mark Jackson.
I knew he was gonna say that. Well, I'm going a little different direction, and I would like to see Darvin Ham get an opportunity.
Where's Darvin Ham at?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, Lord, I didn't even know.
Now I'm going, you know, he's been coaching a while, and if you look at like people that's been in kind of behind the scenes, that Boston coach.
Wow, I didn't even recognize him. I'm looking at his picture now. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Remember, he was just like a baby Shaq or something when he was
I remember him as a player. I did not know what he was doing more recently, but yeah.
Yeah, he been coaching for a minute, like assistant coaching. And you know his name pop up here now. The reason I wouldn't mind Mark Jackson, this is what I remember about Mark Jackson's stint that won't work for him with the Lakers. You remember, he didn't feel like he... Or they, at least this is what we were told, like that he didn't trust the the administration people. Remember, it was some drama around the practices and meetings being recorded or some craziness.
They didn't really like the fact that he was off being a preacher and then would
walking him down the street. Yeah, that was happening. But the Lakers are too hands on, and I don't think that's gonna work for him. I don't know if it'll work for Darvin Ham either, but I know it won't work for him if he was having them kind of problems with the Golden State Warriors. With what he didn't trust them, they didn't trust him. One of them, he thought somebody was trying to get at him. So that's the only reason I don't think that would work. But I wouldn't mind Darvin Ham getting his opportunity, because you might as well go ahead. They talked about how well he's done with the Bucks and that he's a reason some of the defensive changes that they've made over the years and some of the offensive stuff too with Antetokounmpo, how you pronounce. I'm sorry for starting your name, young man.
Giannis.
Yes, Giannis. So I think it's a good opportunity because you need to get ready for LeBron to be gone. Because I think LeBron finna play that 1+1 game. Well, he's signing 1+1 for his next one. Yeah. You need to get ready to transition off of him. Because he's about to go off into the sunset.
I mean, the only other name I've heard out there that I thought was interesting, obviously, Nick Nurse, I don't think he's going
to
leave Toronto.
That man ain't finna. Why would he want? The only reason he would want to come there, Brian, is because living in Los Angeles is 1,000 times better than living in Toronto. No offense to Toronto Canadians, but if you've been to Canada, which you have, it's really like being overseas. It don't even feel like you that.
Yes, Vancouver was the place, the part I went to, and it was... I enjoyed my time. I was only there, maybe the small part of a week, but it was definitely.
It's like being overseas for real.
Yeah.
It's not like being in America. So,
the one name that I thought was interesting is Quinn Snyder from Utah.
No, we don't want him.
The
Lakers said, rumors say they do. Go ahead.
I've always enjoyed him as a coach. So,
I would enjoy somebody that can get somebody through some playoffs.
Yeah, they about to blow things up in Utah anyway, which I thought would be a perfect time for him to leave. Ugh.
Well, he ain't won no playoff games, and while you do have LeBron, the coach do have to make some good moves at some point, because this ain't young LeBron that can just carry the team no more. We seen that. If he wasn't scoring 50, we wasn't even sniffing a win. So, Hambone, have you heard? All right, give that darn Ham that job. Don't give it to him. Let him earn it. Well, he do have an interview, so that's, I guess, good.
Yeah. Let's transition over to college football spring games. Have been happening over the last couple of weeks. You said you saw some of both Florida and Ole Miss.
The quarterbacks look nice. Both Richardson and Lord, I can't even think of that kid name. But he had a good game for Ole Miss. But you know, they play that fast speed,
Now, I'd heard, and this is just hearing sports, because I listen to a bunch of podcasts.
Excuse me.
For Ole Miss sports writers. And I heard that Jackson Dart did not look as good as Luke Altmyer.
Okay, yeah, the Altmyer kid is who I was talking about. Was Jackson Dart supposed to be better?
He's the one that transferred from, I believe, USC.
It's the reason they transferred. Yeah. Because that Miller kid that's supposed to, that left, what was that, Oklahoma and came to Ole Miss. I meant Florida. The Heat. He looked like mediocre at best. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Altmyer, he ran his team very well. And offense looked just fine. both offenses look just fine. You'd be like, well, I don't know what they say for the defense because they gave up a bunch of points on both teams. So it should be fun. Hopefully people get healthy. I guess teams got what they got unless you get something out of the portal.
Right.
I know that the Gators need some tight end help in the portal. They might need some more help than that, but the way that Billy liked to run his offense.
He needs some basis with Napier now.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah. Coach Billy liked to run his offense with two tight end sets. So they're going to need to get a couple of tight ends from what I've been listening to on the streets. But I think both teams do. How the schedules come out for next year?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, they out.
Let's see. Who Ole Miss got? Troy Lord, the men of Troy. I don't even know if that. What is Troy's
mascot? Just Trojans.
Trojans. Okay, then they got Central Arkansas. Georgia Tech. Oh, they should be 3-0 by then. And Tulsa. Okay, hold on. They ain't playing nobody. They should be 4-0 by the time they play Kentucky.
Listen, everybody, shh. We going to have us a
They should be 6-0 because then they got Vanderbilt out of Kentucky. And then it gets fun.
Then Auburn, LSU, thank you. Texas then the money, then the money comes.
Ooh, then it get real fun.
Then the money comes. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, they yes. Gonna need all them easy games.
Thank God we got a chance to be 6-0. Because
yeah, they could get their bowl clearance right early. Don't slip and fall, because that's a horrible ending. Lord, let me see what Florida got over here. That is a horrible ending. Lord, we got Utah. I don't even.
And they're not bad.
Exactly. What are they doing on our schedule at the first game of the year? Lord, then we start with Kentucky. How is that? How is that? And then we go to a South Florida game. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Then they got Tennessee. Then Eastern Washington. I don't even know why that's in the middle of this.
That's homecoming.
Right.
Homecoming.
Missouri. LSU. Then the Georgia Florida game. Texas A&M, South Carolina. This ain't bad. This is not a bad schedule to start on. Tennessee will be tough. Kentucky will be tough. But it's at Florida, that Kentucky game, so that should be helpful. Mm-hmm. You got Tennessee on the road. LSU coming to town, so that should be helpful.
Same.
But then got to go to Texas A&M.
Yeah, that ain't never no fun.
So, they could have a solid season, Billy's first season. I don't like that old Miss Brian. That's horrible. Who put that together?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm just glad.
LSU. Hold on.
Auburn, this LSU.
Right.
A&M, Alabama.
Who put this together? Whose idea was this?
Oh.
Somebody needs to be fired. Look,
at least we got a chance to get our 6 wins.
Yeah, so you better get now. I see why the schedule's so light at the top. Because then it becomes a dog fight.
They knew. Well, yeah, so it should be an interesting college football season for our teams.
Yeah. Whew. Okay, that happened. Brian. If you ever become a correction officer, don't let anybody smooth you into breaking them out of jail.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's give us this story, because you told me a little bit about it before we came on air.
This is out of Alabama, y'all. The correction officer.
That's all I need to hear. Shout out to Alabama folks.
Shout out to the Bamas in Alabama, because Vicky White, 56. assistant director of the correction. she has decided that she gonna take this man, I don't even see his name, on to get his mental health check in. Oh, his name Francis White, and they not related. Francis White. to get his mental health check. But really, she was breaking him out of jail. And now they on the run. And this dude is a murderer. For all we know, they'll find her dead, allegedly.
Wait a minute.
He's an alleged killer.
Huh? No relation.
And I don't know what they think they're going to hide, because at the end of the story, they was like, oh, and he's 6'9". I was like, oh, Lord, this is terrible. This is the worst idea.
He look real crazy. He got crazy eyes.
She might be dead, Brian. You know how they be we're going to run away together. It's going to be great. And then be like, oh, they found her in the back of the woods in the van that they left in, and he going on the run by himself.
She done put in her retirement papers. Yes. Last week. Oh,
put her retirement papers in to run off with a alleged killer. What could you be thinking? What could he say to you that make you throw your life away?
All your pension and everything just out the window. And like you said, it could be really, really throwing her entire life away. Could be dead.
Yes. On other news, Virginia, I can't, let me find this tattoo place. Virginia, it's a tattoo parlor in Virginia that's going to give a free tattoos if you want to get the Duke's mayonnaise thing on it some kind of way into your tattoo.
What?
I'm not lying.
What?
Just when you think it was safe to come out. Yeah.
Yellow bird tattoo.
It's got to be mayo themed. It got to be mayo themed with the Dukes. Dukes, I don't know if Dukes is paying for this some kind of way. The picture that they got of a person that has gotten it, they got tomato and Dukes at the bottom and like a banner over a sandwich, like a sandwich with tomato on bread.
That is cute, but no.
If you like Duke's mayonnaise, I guess.
I don't even like mayonnaise that much.
So. That on this is a one day event. May the 13th.
Thank God.
You can choose from a set of menu of 40 designs. The other one was this lady got a mayonnaise jar with Duke's thing around it with flowers coming out of. I presume that's a woman. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. So that's Brian. Come on, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even say that they gonna win like a lifetime of mayonnaise or something. Like or have a chance to win. So these are things that just something for laughs, people. Just something for laughs. You got
speaking of
just the urge to get some Duke's mayonnaise tattooed on your body.
Putting more laughs out there in the atmosphere. The correspondence vendor went off this weekend.
Ah, yeah.
I thought it went well.
Trevor Noah, only thing I heard him say, because I didn't watch it, but he was like the best super spreader event. You know, everybody was laughing. Because it was some people with masks on, but very few.
Very few.
But they all were supposedly vaccinated, so whatever that means.
Vaccinated and boosted. They kept saying that throughout the night.
Vaccinated and boosted, so that decreases the chance of the sick, a bunch of people getting sick, I guess.
He, Biden, this was the best he is sounding. I mean, honestly, you know, because the media loves to make fun of his stumbling over words, things like that, because they act like the band don't have a speech impediment.
I was about to say, didn't he stutter or something when he was
little? Yes, he has a stutter. And so, you know, that's always with you. So, but anyway, he did well. He was throwing them zingers one after another.
They tried to hide one. Apparently, he said something about Trump. I ain't looked it up. But you know, Trump's super sensitive. So I can't wait to somebody show him.
Well, this is the first time that a president has shown up to a correspondence dinner since Obama. So
let me tell you, Brian. I wouldn't want to be the president for many reasons, but the main one, they age so much. Like, it's they age in dog years when they get into the predator. You see his hair, it's falling out and it's getting whiter to the point where you just be like, do we have any hair up there?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw what happened to 44 and 45.
Yeah, both of them.
His orange hair was turning to a lighter color. the presidency is stressful. No matter how good of a bad job, it don't matter what kind of job you're doing, it's stressful. So, that's one of the jobs I think I'm going to shy away from. Because at this point, you know, I might could win it if he could win it. It seemed like anybody could win it.
I love the joke because DeSantis down there in Florida seems like he's probably going to be a Republican nominee at some point because they seem to love him.
You better come up with that $1 billion for Disney. Go ahead.
you better quit. They did make a bunch of funny jokes about him fighting with Mickey Mouse and them. But my favorite joke about them was, and this is going to age me, but he said, Noah said if Trump was the original Terminator, Ron DeSantis is like T-1000. You're smarter than him. You're slicker than him. You can walk down ramps. Because he said,
Don't do this.
What did he say? What was his reason? Oh, gosh. What did he say? I'm trying to think of how he put it out there because it was something that Trump did. Oh, Trump said... He talked about how Trump is still out there claiming that he won the election.
He won, yes.
And that there was a miscount. He said DeSantis is one step ahead. He's taking math out of school.
Taking math out of school. They can't count. Oh, amen. Let the church say amen.
Hilarious.
That's a good one.
I can't fathom
why you gonna say a math book had. I can't. Ooh, come on, y'all.
Oh, man.
This is so sad. But on a brighter note, I finally watched Batman.
Interesting. And what was your thoughts?
One, I couldn't make it through the whole thing in one sitting. That to start.
And let's be clear, and our listeners know, you don't do well with long movies.
Brian, this was like 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Yes.
This was like Endgame.
Right.
Whenever. You know I wasn't going to make it. Okay. So, one thing that I don't like, DC needs to change or they're not going to change it for me. I understand the concept of dark, not as in dark, but dark as in night movies.
Uh-huh.
And when they make them that dark, like I struggled because I was like, I can't hardly see what's happening. Like it's raining. And I was like, if it keep raining through this movie, I'm not going to watch it. Finally, the rain let up. But I was like, if it keep raining every time it's night, like I know it can't rain all the time in Gotham. I'm not going to make it. Because it was just so dark. And I was like, you're doing stunts. You're doing all this work. But we can't see the beauty of it. And I think that's part of the beauty of the cinematography of Marvel. Like, they want you to see when they're doing brilliant and nice stuff. Ooh. Even if it's at nighttime. You see the work that people are putting in. Some of them scenes, I was like, I don't know how you light this. I'm sure they can light them scenes up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just too dark. The overall storyline, the Riddler, nobody's dark. Don't nobody like the Riddler. It don't have to be the Joker, but the Riddler. Okay. If that's what we're doing. Well, I did understand, though, that they gave the clues that this was year two of Batman being Batman. So that's why we are here. And maybe he hasn't made it to the Joker's them radar.
Right.
Because this is year two, according to his journal. of him doing the work. But he was already beat up pretty bad for it to be a year two, because when he had his shirt off walking into wherever, when you could see his back, I was like, wow, this year two, I don't know if you're going to make it. I will say the young lady that played Catwoman was good. I thought her face mask was crappy, but go ahead.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz, she did a good job. That's Lenny and what's Denise from the Cosby Show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's their daughter.
That's their baby girl. She little?
Yeah, she tiny. I didn't realize she was that small.
I mean, she can't be. She might be 5 feet, Brian. Let's look. Go ahead. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree with you. I enjoyed the fact that they do have the Joker coming in the post-credit scene with him and the Riddler.
Well, was it? I kept looking for it.
Yeah, him and the Riddler in the same prison.
Is that why they was laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Paul did a good job. Paul Dano did a good job being the Riddler. I just don't find him to be an intriguing.
Yeah, that was a black bad guy. Reveal. Yeah. I don't know.
She 5'2", allegedly. Go ahead.
So it was like I'm not one that has a problem watching long movies, and like I told you before we got on air, it took me 2 or 3 sittings to actually finish it. So it wasn't like it was like drawing me in, intriguing me, and that's kind of what I base movies off of. But I do see that they're coming out with a second one. So,
well, they're going to have to pick it up. If it's dark, I don't even... If it started off in dark, I ain't trying to strain my eyes.
So, yeah.
I did like... And I think I just like this character because of his role in a couple of them Transformers. John Turturro. Turturro. That played Carmine Falcon.
Yeah, he's very. I didn't think he would be good in those type of roles, but he is. He's not bad.
Yeah, he was okay as for what little piece he was in though. But yeah, I'm happy that Ben Affleck ain't Batman again. I would say that. I did appreciate that.
They're gonna try and do their part of the version of the multiverse.
Please say it ain't so.
He's gonna be back.
Please say it ain't so. Because I did, one thing I did appreciate about Robert Pattinson was that he didn't try to have a fake, smoky, deep voice. He just was kind of talking low.
Yeah.
But he did. What do you think about him being Bruce Wayne? He looked like the poorest, brokest, beat up his Bruce. I was like, he not cleaning up well like Bruce Wayne supposed to look.
He didn't look like he was rich and come off as like
a snob and everything.
Right, he didn't come off like that. He almost come off like he was. Now he did the recluse part. He did that part, but I mean, in other movies, you see the people being Bruce Wayne being kind of a party.
Animal.
Yeah, and this was not that type.
That was not that. I was like, he looked bad. Not like, I was like, his hair don't never look like it's done. He didn't clean up well. But this is year two.
Maybe that was so, intentional. Maybe
this year two, and he'll. Because I don't know why he would have an epiphany.
They did make references throughout the movie about him being kind of recluse. So, reclusive. So.
But with part of Batman, like we know Batman like to, Bruce like to go out in the way. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? Why are we just changing his character? Because Bruce like to be out and doing his thing, at least for show, for a little while, and then go back into the cave.
And they could have somebody else to be Alfred. I didn't like Claw being Alfred.
That's who that was. I kept saying, "Who? Why do I know his face?" Yeah, Claw got to be fired, and he almost died, but he didn't.
I thought they were doing me a favor when he was about to die.
Yeah,
he
almost died, but Claw made it. Another thing that they need to do, I guess maybe that's the reason it was so dark. Brian, they was riding motorcycles. I was like, okay, they had the Batmobile out one time. But you really couldn't see it because it was so dark. Jeffrey Wright, he would Chef's Kiss. I liked his character. Yeah, I think he did a good job, solid. But Jeffrey always, not always, but for the most part, he rarely is like, oh, he let me down.
Yeah, he could do what he is.
Speaking of great acting, though, that dude, what is the dude that's playing Dark Knight? Not Dark Knight, Lord. What's the name of the Disney? Moonlight. Mm-hmm. What is his name?
Oscar Isaac. Yeah, he's very good. Because
Oscar, you get 2 chef kisses, at least so far. I ain't made it all the way through.
You ain't got that yet, but he is literally paying 3 people.
Well, I saw he Mark Spector and he Steven.
Steven Grant. And
I ain't met the third person, but officially
we haven't either, but it's been alluded to. Haven't actually been told that there's a third person yet. But
he's got dissociative identity disorder.
Well, wait till you get to episode 5. They go to their version of the ancestral plane.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, he's got the social identity disorder for y'all who haven't watched it.
Well, you're going to find out why he has, why there is a Stephen Grant.
Okay, so I find that out.
Yeah,
so
you're going to find out why.
Well, does this have anything to do with, first of all, let's take a step back. Are Khonshu, Ahmed, and all of them, are these based off of Greek gods? Egyptian. Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah.
And I didn't realize that Bast, which is the god they refer to in Black Panther, she is part of that Egyptian god group as well, because they refer to her at some point.
So yeah, I was like, okay, I wish I knew more about Egyptian mythology, because are these really like close to being their characters? The one thing I thought about was that show that Regina King was in. What was that? When they were gods. Regina King, the man from Drumline. It's on HBO. I ain't watched it, but I saw enough to know that they were playing gods.
Lord.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to Moon Knight. I have enjoyed it thoroughly, and I didn't think I was going to enjoy it at all when I was seeing them trailers. No, I just was like, I'm not going to like this. But I have enjoyed it.
Now, I knew that you would once you started, and this week will be the season finale, which is going to be interesting to see how they
work. Already? It's only 6 of them? Watchmen is the name of it. Go ahead.
Watchmen.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, only 6.
That's disappointing. Then they're going to leave me on a hanger. I'm going to be hanging up for a long time, too, unless this drop. Because this is going to be a while before they drop number 2. So sad.
So, well, and I think,
because we got to get through Marvel, Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to like that one. But I'm gonna give it a try.
We're gonna like the end game of that show where she gets involved with Monica Rambeau and Captain Marvel. I think that's
okay, because that's what I want to get to. Is why is Monica mad at?
Anybody want to see is
don't why. Nobody want to see none of this other stuff. We want to know what led up to this.
We're gonna get through Doctor Strange coming out this week and find out.
That's right.
Find out why Wanda's fixing to go nuts on Professor X.
Yes. I was like, they don't put all... That was the shortest, most clue-filled trailer ever.
I know this, and I know I'm not going to be disappointed because Marvel has not really truly disappointed me yet, but they've shown so much in the trailers now. Like, they have to have more cameos coming because they've done shown Professor X, and not just Professor X. Professor X with his yellow cart that he kind of mobilizes around in from the cartoon version.
And they showed Captain Shield, didn't
Then they have Captain Carter. I called her Captain Britain, but it's Captain Carter, Peggy Carter's version of Captain America.
That's the British one from the if.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Monica, not Monica, Maria Rambeau's Captain Marvel version, which is more apparently more comic accurate. So we'll see.
So, and that come out Friday.
Yes, it's, you know, the premiere is all Thursday night, but yeah, Friday is a big day.
So yeah. Brian will be able to tell y'all what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us. Cause you know I don't care. I'm gonna watch it anyway. People like you want me to tell what I ain't seen it. You cause you know when people tell you stuff, you be like, but you didn't tell me this happened. It'd be like, well, they can only tell you as much as they remember.
So that's gonna be interesting. And yeah, I rewatched WandaVision the other day. Just I had nothing. We had no.
You should have been checking out Tokyo Vice then.
I had to rewatch WandaVision because I just wanted to see just one more time.
Did you miss something?
Did I miss anything? And I really did. I got to that I think it's episode 3 or 4 where you see the greatest version of the blip coming back to reality where she.
Yeah.
I love that. They
did sitting in the hospital and all that other stuff.
Monica
at the hospital.
That. Man, they should have won an award just off of that episode. But
have you seen Snake Eyes?
Yes, but it's been.
What's your thought? Oh, okay, I don't remember. I just recently saw that too. I'm behind. You know how I get.
Got it. Now, what's your thoughts on it?
Now, I won't necessarily say I'm a G.I. Joe fan, but I don't watch a lot of G.I. Joe. What's G.I. Joe's line? I said to you all the time, well, not all, but I've said it quite often, even on here. Don't try to Google it, cheater. Knowing is half the battle. Anyway.
Tell us what the line is.
Knowing is half the battle. And I don't know why I remember that when from being little and seeing something to G.I. Joe, and he said that. That kind
he
of
sure did. Lord, I forgot all about battle. That. Yes.
So, which is actually accurate, like knowing is half of the battle. I found myself being frustrated. This ain't no spoiler alert. Like, if you ain't seen it by now, like, this came out God knows when. From his father being killed to him being an adult fighting to the man recruiting him to go into the whatever that clan was called, the you know, that was protecting that stone. Is this bringing back any of your memories?
Somewhat, yeah.
And I was like, well, when did he learn karate, kung fu, any of these martial arts? And so me and my brother had a disagreement about, I felt like, you know how they do a montage and they could have run you through, they just run you through like what happened real fast?
Mm-hmm.
They could have done one of them to say, okay, after his dad died, this is what happened, and this is how he wound up here. We never know why he wound up fighting. All we know is that he wants to get the man that murdered his father by any means necessary.
Right.
And I struggled with that because that is not, I don't know what the comic book does, but I know the other pieces of G.I. Joe, the cartoon and all that, that's not how he becomes Snake Eyes. Is about his father getting killed or murdered because he was, matter of fact, I think it said his father was a G.I. Joe agent at the very end. That comes out.
Yes.
And I was just like, he was homeless, hungry, snuck into the place to get something. And then that's how it starts in all the other movies for him becoming Snake Eyes. But okay, whatever y'all doing, maybe it's multiverse. So I was a little bit disappointed in that, and I was just like, oh, when does he get all this honor? Because you know he kind of don't talk. Well, that wasn't right. The case because he was talking throughout this movie, and I didn't see a reason for him to just stop talking and take a vow of silence yet. So that maybe could happen if they have another movie. So many discrepancies. I was like, okay, as far as we know, we've never heard Snake Eye talk. and this dude is talking through it, and he seems to be a little bit. I don't know. I didn't like this rendition of it. It was okay as a movie. If you didn't, I guess, didn't know any of what I feel like I know about the character.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just waiting to see Sonic 2.
Oh, man. I cannot wait. I'm waiting until Palmer, my niece, gets out of school for the year. So it's going to be a couple of weeks. Because she's got to stay with me for a couple of days when she gets out.
So y'all going to spend some uncle, niece, go to the movies.
We're going to go to see Sonic. Yes. And oh, my nephew, my oldest nephew, has gotten into the Jurassic Parks.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, he's in love with him. And I thought he was too young. I really thought he was too young to watch it, but he is not scared of anything.
Well, that don't bode well for your siblings. So, for him to be trying to do too much. To be like, oh, he broke his arm. He was trying to jump off the table.
we showed him the trailer for... Oh, he ain't that kind of daredevil. Let's be honest. No, my youngest nephew, yes. Uh-huh. He climbs up fences and everything. He's crazy. So, but no, my oldest one, we watched the trailer for the newest Jurassic Park that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be like the finale because they're bringing back
This is going on far too long, just like Transformers has gone on.
They're bringing back all the old Jurassic Park scientists and from the first movies, and they're bringing out, and Chris Pratt is going to be back in it. Well, Blue.
What about the tall guy? Is he going to be in it?
Yes.
Okay.
So for anyone who knows anything about the recent Jurassic Parks, Blue is kind of like the Velociraptor that has the best relationship with Chris Pratt's character, and
mm-hmm.
You know, he's friendly with him. Well, Blue has a baby. Blue has had a child.
Oh my!
So yes, and Blue's child gets abducted in this next movie. So
somebody done stole the baby.
Yeah. So we were watching the previews, and my nephew just went nuts. He's like, "Oh, Blue's a mama." So
that's hilarious. So what is? It may be the young babies, males that I know. My nephew, look, I don't know if he's still in the spell of liking dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Like,
I know a couple of my friends' kids that I see on Instagram and stuff, they're all into dinosaurs and stuff. I don't know why.
So that's curious.
Yeah.
They quite a few of the young baby males go through the dinosaurs. They like dinosaur stage. Okay. Not sure what that's about. So, yeah, Sonic 2 is, Stephen Strange, we've been waiting for this movie for the longest because he's been one of my favorite first movies in that first round of Marvel.
We coming for it. I'm excited to finally have another movie. I feel like Spider-Man was so long ago.
And then Thor should be coming up next.
Thor will be coming in July. They had the first teaser trailer for that. And I feel like they didn't show too much because they don't want to give too much away about how Moon Knight's going to end. So,
you think they're going to have some kind of...
I think either Moon Knight's ending or something in Doctor Strange they didn't want to show too much about.
Okay.
I think that's what's going on there.
Well, I will. I can't reiterate right now how... And I haven't seen as much of you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed Moon Knight. I just really didn't think that I was going to like this character.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was going to be dark, kind of scary, but it has been far from that. And this man, whatever his name I said was, he's Oscar worthy or something, because he showed pull off that split personality talking to himself the whole thing. Like, dissociative identity disorder, pardon me. He sure pulls that off. Did you know Winona Judd? This is just off the cuff because I just thought of it. Did you know Winona? I don't want to say the wrong Judd. One of the Judd mama dead.
Yeah, Winona. Yeah, she passed. But
let me tell you something, Brian. I am sitting on my bike.
Good Lord.
Working out this morning. And I was like, oh, Winona. I was like, what? I was like, didn't it seem like a week ago? I was just riding my bike and y'all was talking, doing an interview with her. Well, not the whole thing, but showing a spice of it where she was saying her and the daughter were going to do one more tour. And they were doing some, I don't know if it was a CMTs or what. CMA, excuse me. I'm talking about CMT.
CMA, yeah.
The CMAs or what, but they were doing a show and they hadn't done one in a while. Did you know she had mental health concerns?
I did not.
Yeah, she had a really, she has, what the, it was a medicine resistant or something resistant depression. I was like, what? So she couldn't get rid of the depression and she had some other things going on. But then they said she died from her mental health. And I was like, well, wait a minute. What's that mean? I was so confused of dying from her mental health because I was like, it don't sound like she committed suicide. And if she did, y'all ain't saying that. So what does she die from her mental health issues mean?
That's, yeah, I can't call it.
It's getting bad out here because, you know, the kid from Wisconsin, rest in peace, I pray for their family. And then it was another one up here close to my side of the world, James Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
You know, and just like always, T brings us down, so let me bring us back up. We are 2 weeks away from 24 hours of Nothing But Net, presented by Debbie Antonelli. I'm just actually, while T was talking, finalizing some interviews through email, we have a huge lineup this year of people that's going to be on the show. We got Shane Beamer, South Carolina's football coach, Tim Brando, Jay Billis, sports broadcasters for anyone who, you know, has watched ESPN or CBS over the years. Bonnie Blair, former Olympic speed skater. Got Amanda Butler, Clemson women's basketball coach. Dabo gonna come back. Packer and Durham will be back. ACC Network people. Clark Kellogg, CBS basketball analysis, could be back. And then Bruce Pearl is coming on this year. Don Staley's coming back again. Derek Wittenberg.
Brian, all I can think of when you say Bruce Pearl is Sweatgate.
Yes, they're sweating through his jacket profusely.
Can you ask him about that?
I'm going to have to bring it up.
Him, like, was something happen? Like, that was a, I can't, Brian, I know I just, but Brian, that was just so unusual. Like, that was so much sweat. Like, the sweat through a whole suit, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's already in the notes to bring it up.
Okay, because thank you.
I get to speak, you know, before they actually do the interview. I get to.
Yes, that, like, what was going on? Did they have a thermostat on at 90 in the old on that day? Because, bro, I ain't never seen nobody. Even when we laugh about the whinings.
Yes, Lord.
See, this is stuff that me and you only know that's fun. But he got him beat. And that was a whole lot.
Dave Dorn, NC State's football coach, is coming on. And then we get to some heavy hitters. Robin Roberts has confirmed that she will be recording with us soon. But though, Derek Wittenberg, I brought him up. He's the guy that played for NC State in the championship game. He's the one that he says it was a pass. And we're going to go with what he says.
Stop lying. That boy, that was a shot. That was an air ball.
He was shooting that ball, and Lorenzo Charles saved him. But he said it was a pass. But no, he is the associate.
He's sticking to it.
Yeah, as associate AD for NC State now, so that's interesting. Nice. And Coach K is going to be on the show, Mike Krzyzewski.
He ain't got nothing else to do.
Recently retired, got him in the show. Yes.
He got grandkids so running around. I'm going to
tell you, for anyone who was thinking about tuning in, if you would just follow along, if you don't want to watch the whole thing, I understand. 24 hours of it, I understand. But if you just follow along at 24 hours MBN, that's at 24 hours, letter N, letter B, letter N. That's, you can follow along on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You will see posts that I will be personally putting out to kind of tell you what's coming up next. And when you see up next, Andy Lee, who is the punter for the Arizona Cardinals, I want you to tune in and listen to his story. I'm not going to give it away, but it had me when he started tearing up, telling it, I was tearing up. It was definitely emotional, but I know they give out the NFL Man of the Year award, and I've never heard his name mentioned as part of it because of what he does with his foundation, because of the story he tells. You'll be wondering why he has not been named Man of the Year yet. So anyway, yeah, that was a very good one. And then we have a bunch of like Special Olympic athletes that are, you know, and these kids are awesome. They're awesome to hear, to listen to, and tell their stories. And
well, Brian,
what's up?
I didn't know that Robin grew up in your neck of the woods.
Girl, you didn't know this?
Well, why would I?
How?
I mentioned
to you that she's the second most famous person from Pascagoula, Mississippi.
I had no idea.
You never heard me tell that story?
You may have. I don't recall it.
I know I've told it on this. I got that.
You probably feel like I know it because I should know it, but I didn't. I was listening to her on something. She said, yeah, she grew up in Past Christian. I said, wait a minute. What?
First of all, Past Christian. That's okay.
Okay. Well, okay. Whatever. Like the Ohio State and all that. Whatever. Y'all, don't do this, Brian. Don't do this.
But no, yeah, I tell everybody all the time, she's the second most famous person from Past Christian, Mississippi. And inevitably, this is how my story always goes. They always ask, well, who's the first? And I see you talking to him.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Thank you.
This is happening right now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We need to do a list. That's what we're going to do next time. A list of people. I think people will be shocked the number of people that, even if they weren't born there like that, got some kind of tie to Mississippi. Because you start Oprah, Brandy. Like, I was just like, wait a minute. Like, everybody and their mama.
Morgan Freeman.
Came out of Mississippi. Well, we can't get a list away right now, Brian, so stop it.
Yeah. Chad, we didn't even talk about, speaking of Mississippi, we didn't talk about winning time. They are officially at the penultimate episode, so the finale will be this coming Sunday will be the finale for Winning Time Season 1, The Rise of the Laker Dynasty. So they just got to the NBA Finals. They were pushing through the playoffs in this last episode. Mm-hmm. Jack McKinney got healthy enough to be released by the doctors. And then there was some kind of back and forth on whether they were going to let him back to coach the team. And Jerry Buss didn't know, you know, what to do. He was asking Jerry West what his thoughts were. And you know, you don't know that all this actually happened, but the dramatization of it was.
Jerry West said that they lied on him and nothing happened, like whatever they said. Go ahead.
But Buss comes to Jack McKinney's house and had a package, you know, had a little gift for him. Well, Jack McKinney answers the door and hollers for his wife to come sign for the package. He didn't recognize who Jerry Buss was. And Jerry, when his wife comes to the door, say, hey, Dr. Buss. And Jack just kind of has this like lost look on his face, like, oh. And yeah, so that was how they ended up making you believe that he made the decision to stay with Paul Westhead and Pat Riley. But so yeah, they're fixing the play.
Yeah, we need to talk about Paul because I don't think people understand how he went to, what's the little school?
Loyola Marymount.
Loyola. And had that great offense with, and that great run with the dude that wound up shooting with his left hand and all that.
Bo Kimble and Hank Gathers.
Yeah, I don't think that people know that. People that watch basketball, let me not say that. People that watch basketball probably know what these youngins don't, but
yeah, basketball fans are gonna know who
that's Hank the whole Gathers thing.
and you know the offense. Running
run. I mean, yeah, that was before they. You would think that the dude that coached Houston and whoever else came up. I was like, no, that man been running that before
Bye,
we
heard Slimma me. Gemma. Bye, Slimma Gemma. Yeah, so
I don't even think kids know who that is. Cause you ask some of these kids on the street, they'd be like, you know who Clyde Drexler is? They'll probably be like, Clyde Drexler, no.
Yeah, so they're in the finals and they had a moment where the Sixers win their series against the Lakers, against the Celtics. And they're watching, the Lakers are sitting around watching it on TV to see who they're going to play. And they had a moment where Larry Bird looks at the camera and, you know, they had it's hilarious how they're making him. I love the
that dude favors him though a lot.
It does. I'm telling you, the guy that's playing Magic is getting better and better as the season goes along.
Well, did you know the dude that's playing Kareem was or is a Stanford teacher or something?
Yeah, he's a professor. Yes, I saw that. He's in. He's doing a really good job. Not that I know Kareem like that, because not too many people do. But, you know, the Kareem that you think you know, he's playing him well.
I wonder what people like, you know, you look like Kareem. Like, and that's why.
That's why.
Because it ain't like he's a lot of 7 footers. Man, he may not even be 7 feet, but like really tall men that they, in the acting game, these people don't be that tall. So they did have to do some digging.
What time is it?
But that's all I got for this week. You got anything else you
want to? No. Don't take candy from strangers, children.
And on that note, as always, I'm one of your hosts, Ryan McKay, and I am with
T. What time Love is to it? Build a Bridge, Davis.
And this has what been the Magic T Show Podcast. Thank you for listening.
What time is it? What time is it?
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.